Okay. Guten Morgen. It's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here rubbing my face. Yeah, I just got up like 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. Sort of. It's not exactly true. I actually... Jeez, when was that? Try to get my brain on here. I actually woke up 5 hours ago. Actually, I woke up about 6 hours ago. Went back to sleep. Woke up about a half an hour later. Tried to go to sleep, back to sleep again. This is only after sleeping for, about 4 hours. And the long and the short of it is, I couldn't go back to sleep. And this is at like 8:30 a.m. Way too early for me to be up. Oh. And I couldn't go back to sleep, so I just got up and I did stuff for a while. I was up for 3 hours or so. A little bit longer. And so finally I sat down here and I thought, okay, maybe I can go back to sleep again. And I sort of did. I napped there for, about an hour and a half. Almost an hour and 40 minutes. So yeah, technically speaking, I just woke up. And it's hot. And I think that's might be why I am not sleeping well the last couple days. We got another hot day. I just looked at the thermometer on the back porch again. It's over 100, but it's not quite to the first tick, and those are 2-degree ticks, so it's about 101 degrees. 101 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. Good tea. So about 38 degrees Celsius. Unpleasant. Cannot go outside. Cannot do anything. I don't know if the heat is keeping me awake or if the heat is keeping the cat awake and the cat's doing weird stuff, because the cat was doing weird stuff this morning. And that's one of the reasons I couldn't go back to sleep. She was playing with the carpet over there. She was playing with the carpet over here, just making me a little bit insane. So yeah, went back to sleep for a little bit. Yeah, feeling pretty good. It's warm. And yes, I do have my air conditioning on in my house, but that doesn't mean the heat doesn't affect me. So I'm a little bit weird, but that's okay. I don't have to go out today at all. I should be watching the Weather Channel, but I don't want to see how long this little mini heat wave is going to last. It gets this hot here in Omaha, Nebraska, but not usually this early. We normally don't get 100 degree temperatures until like the second week of August. But oh my God. So anyway, we're having the heat wave, the not fun heat wave. I got lots of tea, and I have food. I don't have lots and lots of food, but I've got at least 4 days worth of food. Because I did end up going to the grocery store last night. I thought about going at 9 p.m., but it's still light at 9 p.m. here. So I thought, okay, I'll go at 10. And so 10 p.m. rolls around, and that's right when the cat comes down. She's been napping all day. The cat comes down and wants to do kitty business at 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay, fine. So we do kitty business until about 10:30. And then I don't remember what happened. Oh, I got interested in some documentary that I was watching on TV. So I waited until that was over. Because it's at about 10 o'clock, I also checked the thermometer. It was still over 90 degrees at 10 o'clock. That's way too hot for a little toaster. So I waited another hour. And even when I left my house at 11 p.m. And it was still like 87 degrees. I'm like, oh my God. And it was pretty humid. So I drove to the store and was shocked to find it teeming with people. Yeah, I pulled into the parking lot and there's still way too many cars in the parking lot. And there's people parked in front of the store and there's people coming out and there's traffic happening. I'm like, oh my God. So apparently it was hot enough yesterday that a lot of people had the same idea as I did. Decided not to go to the store until 11 o'clock at night. And I was surprised to see a lot of kids. And I don't mean like teenagers. I mean like 7 and 8 year old kids whose parents apparently let them stay up late and go to the store with them. That was the weird thing. Yeah, speaking of people who stay up late. So to finish the story in progress, I went to the store. I bought some food. I came home. But a couple of days ago, when was this? Was this last weekend? Yeah. At some point in time, I needed to go somewhere. I don't remember. This is a few days ago. And I decided to take sort of a strange route. You know, usually when I leave my neighborhood, it's in one of two ways. You know, I either need to go this way or that way, right? This was one of those unusual times when I thought, well, I will go this way so I can get out down there and I'll go a strange... This doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's too difficult to explain otherwise. So anyway, I had to drive sort of around my block. And so I had to drive down and turn the first turn and go down that corner. And regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember episodes of Nocturnal Bun Patrol when I'm walking around in the middle of the night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would walk by my neighbor's house over here, and these people would be up in the middle of the night hanging out in their garage, smoking cigars. And you can smell that guitar, that cigar smell very far away. Anyway, I was driving by that house, and there was one of the guys. And this was not at night. This was... Well, when was it? I don't know. It was sort of late in the afternoon, around 4 or 5 or something. And there was a guy. He was sitting in the driveway, in a lawn chair, smoking a cigar. And I was like, there's my man. So I've been thinking, you know, we need to go outside and walk around when it gets dark. But, you know, that's the thing. The whole point of walking around into the middle of the night when it's dark is because dark equals cool. And I don't mean, hey, that's pretty cool, dude. I mean actual not hot in temperature. Unfortunately, it got hot fast here. I do need to get some exercise. I need to do some walking around. But, you know, geez, last night at midnight, it was still like 85 degrees. And that is way too hot. The low temperature, our low temperature for yesterday was at like 4:30 a.m. this morning and was predicted to be like 79 degrees. Still too hot for me to go out. So, I want to go out. Why am I tired? I do want to go out at night and walk around, but it's still way too hot, even at 2 a.m. So that's why we've been staying indoors. I'm not going anywhere today. Staying in. And I got a race to watch tonight at 9 o'clock. I've got my day planned out. I'm going to eat lunch here in about another hour. Oh, what should I eat? You know what I bought? I did buy some of those raviolis. I shouldn't have done it, but because making raviolis heats up my house, but they're so yummy. Oh, I should have. What was I thinking? Damn it. I should have bought some lettuce. I should have bought some lettuce so I could have a salad. Jeez, do I want to risk going outside and getting lettuce just so I can have a salad today? No, I don't. Maybe tonight. Maybe I'll go to the store in the middle of the night again and get a big bag of salad lettuce. Salady stuff. And that way I can have salad tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Oh, guess who just walked up? Hi! It's Pippa! Hi, stinky butt! How are you? Oh, thanks for waking me up 18 times this morning. Oh, yeah, that wasn't too much of a pain in the ass, no. Yeah, and then it gets weirder. I might as well bring this up now. Oh, the cat's changing sides. Hi, you think if you walk over to this side of me, I'll pet you some more? I will. How did you know that? Such a smart baby. So while I was up this morning, I was over in the bathroom there, and I looked down, and there was a sponge on the floor. Okay, you know, that in itself is not very unusual. Because I got a couple... What are you doing? All right, hold on. Okay, I gotta sit up now. Okay, yeah, because the kitty is doing the thing where she starts to headbutt me, and that means, oh, it's time to do kitty business. Oh, you want to transact some kitty business? Here's the banky. It's ready for you. Ugh. Oh, just walk on me. There you go. Yeah, there's a kitty. Got the kitty on the blankie to do kitty business now. Okay, the opening bell has rung.
Yeah, the kitty market is open.
Yeah, trading commences on the kitty business trading stock exchange floor. Oh, yeah. What? What is this? What the hell? Okay, so now the cat walks away. She just walks into the bathroom. Fine, I'm taking this blankie off me and I'm putting it back over here. I don't need to wear a blankie when it's so hot. Right, so anyway, during all the stuff I was doing this morning, I was over in the bathroom and I see the sponge on the floor. This isn't that weird because I keep a couple of sponges. There's a yellow and green sponge that I keep in that bathroom for cleaning stuff up, right? Because you never know when kitty poops are accidentally going to not be in the kitty box, right? You know, you never know what's going to happen in the kitty bathroom. And usually these sponges are kept on or near the sink, sometimes in the sink. What are you doing now? Here comes the cat. Okay, so we're not doing kitty business. Okay, bye. And so I find the sponge on the floor. And then as I'm looking at the yellow sponge that's on the floor, I'm noticing two things. One, it's wet. It's half wet. It's absorbing water from one end. And as I take a closer look, then I can see the green sponge. The green sponge is down on the floor. Okay, again, this is not necessarily the weirdest thing in the world to happen. Because, you know, in the middle of the night, the cat likes to play and I'm not awake. So she's got to find ways to entertain herself. So, you know, if she wants to throw the sponges around, that's apt to happen. So it's not too unusual to find the sponges on the floor. The unusual part is the fact that the sponges are wet and absorbing water. And I think, that's odd, he says. Okay, right? And so I'm grabbing the sponges and there's a little bit of water on the floor. Also in the bathroom is a small kitty bed, the pink kitty bed. There's two of these padded beds. And the pink kitty bed, Pippa has not slept in it in years, literally. And it's just sort of in storage back there. And I lift up the kitty bed, and it's soaking wet. And there's water underneath it. There's water on the floor. And yes, it is water. And not any other liquid that might magically appear in a kitty bathroom. And so I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is this? And so I have to clean up the water. So I cleaned up the water. No big deal. But again, this is one of those mystery things where I cannot figure out where the water came from. Because, well, the water couldn't come out of any of the taps and then float across the floor because there were no other wet spots. The water did not drip down from the ceiling. It did not appear to have come in the window. You know, the walls weren't wet or anything. So now I've got this weird water mystery again in the bathroom. So I got to figure that out. And that's the other thing. It didn't rain. Wait, did it? I don't think it rained last night. I didn't hear anything about it raining, and I would have heard it rain because I woke up all the time and I... Yeah, so anyway, it's just weird. It is just weird. I wonder if I should go look in my basement to see if there's any water down there. Doesn't make any sense. So yeah, there was a mystery water. So I got that cleaned up. That was fun. Everything gets wacky around here, I'll tell you. That was still kind of strange. And now that I sit here thinking about it, yeah, the pipes under the sink couldn't have leaked. The pipe under the toilet could not have leaked. What? It's just mysterious. It's just a mysterious thing that has happened. Ugh. And what else is going on? Oh man, it's just way too hot. And I'm looking to try to get back into working on my amplifier, getting that finished up. And I need to build that pedal. This is stuff that's all over at my parents' house. The pedal I got shipped to my parents' house. That's very often easier for me to do since I don't get up until late. You know, if delivery people show up early, I never catch the deliveries, so. Then I've got to work on my guitar, which the pieces for which are actually here. But I can't do anything with them here because I don't have the tools I need to work on them here. So, I'm just trying to think of what all I need to get together. Stuff I need to do. I need to be working on projects. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to work on anything this week and get back to work on that. I gotta get a hold of my dad. Oh, my dad's busy on Tuesdays, and we usually do our stuff on Thursdays. I gotta see what my dad's doing on Thursday. So why am I yawning? Why am I yawning? And then the annoying thing is I thought of something else I was going to mention and promptly forgot it again. My long-term to short-term memory transfer is not working too good. What am I thinking? What am I talking about? What am I doing? I don't know. I do not know. What was I thinking about earlier? I don't know. I don't know. Suddenly my brain goes blank. Well, when that happens, a good thing to do is to drink tea. But we need more. So I'm actually going to get up. Oh, I don't want to get up. All right, and we'll walk upstairs, and we're going to get some tea. So, up the stairs into the kitchen we go. What do we got going on in the kitchen today? The fan on the microwave is on. I can turn that off now. Because I started some tea before I started the show. And this tea has now been brewing for a little more than 20 minutes. Which is about the right time. So while we're up here, we might as well... do I want to do that? No, I don't really. Do I want to? I don't know. While I sit here and think about it, I'm going to grab a couple more ice cubes, throw them in my teacup. And we'll... Oh, yeah, we got to make tea. This is not good. Reach in and grab the one remaining tea jug that has tea in it. This is, of course, a 2-liter plastic bottle that used to contain a famous cola soft drink. But it now contains tea. Now it contains a little less tea. There's 1.5 liters of tea in this bottle. And we got 2 liters of tea brewing on the counter here, which we could, technically speaking, take off. And then we got the big 4-liter jug still empty in the refrigerator. So we got to make tea. So, you know, while we're up here, we might as well do this other business. So what we're going to do is fill up this other bottle. But first, we have to empty this bottle, because this empty bottle I put hot water in about 20 minutes ago to stretch it out. Oh, Pippa just jumped up onto the counter and is looking out the window. It's kind of windy out there. All right, so this bottle is now empty. We leave it standing in the sink here. Now, how am I going to do this? This is going to be especially treacherous. So we grab the funnel. Put it on the bottle. The bottle wants to tip over now. And next thing we do is come over here to the cups where the tea is brewing, and we remove the tea bags from each cup. This is actually trickier than it sounds. And we put them in the trash. And then we're ready to pour the tea. Uh-oh. Don't come over here, kitty. Somebody thinks they want to come over here. Yeah, no. Don't be danger, kitty, for me. Now, this is going to be weird. I need to use 2 hands. So where am I going to put this inconvenient little microphone thingy? And we're going to try to set it down right there. So now we grab the bottle and the funnel combination, the teacup, and we start pouring in the tea. This is where it starts to get hot on my hand. Ah, hot, hot, hot. That's 1 cup down. We grab the other cup and start pouring. Tricky, tricky, tricky. And here comes the really tricky part. All right, can we get it all in there? Yes, we can. All right. I don't like that cup because it's very difficult to pour, and it drips and it drops and it's not cool, and so it's tricky. So now we turn on the cold water, take the funnel out of the bottle. We rinse off the funnel, and also make sure water gets everywhere in the sink. We put the funnel back in the funnel holder. We let the water keep running. And we grab, there it is, the sink stopper. And we put the sink stopper in the sink. Now the sink is filling with cold water. We take the bottle cap, we put the bottle cap on the bottle. Nice and tight. Oh, is there kitty fluff on the bottle cap? Okay, get the damn kitty fluff off the bottle cap. And once that's tight, we lay the bottle down in the sink with the cold water running on top of it. We gotta cool the hot tea down, and so we let the water run for a while. So the sink can fill up and cool down our tea. So in the meantime, we walk over to the other counter, grab the tea that we're drinking. Mmm. Good tea. And we take the tea back down into this room so I can watch some TV a little bit later and set that tea down. Today, I started watching a weird little anime. I finished up the second episode of it this morning. And it's called... what is the actual title of this? See, because I have it written down as... that's not it. I don't know. Either way, this is called different things, but... apparently, this is called Dakara Boku wa Echiga Dekinai. And it's weird. And this isn't quite normally my thing. But, I don't know. I'm only like two episodes into it, and I'm going to watch another couple to see if I really want to see this through. Because I'm half interested, half not. It's a little etchy, which... I don't know, isn't necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. To me, it's just a little cheesy. It's just a little cheesy. Anyway, so I'm walking back up into the kitchen. Walking towards the kitchen sink. It's still filling up with water. The bottle is completely submerged, so what we do is we take it out and we shake it. We just rock it back and forth until my hand gets hot, and then we place it back in the water. Rapid cooling. Now Pip is interested. She's like, what's happening over there? But her path is blocked because I have some plastic cups sitting on the edge of the sink drying. I could move them, but I also kind of don't want to see what the cat's going to get up to. Alright. The water's about a centimeter from the top of the sink, so I'm just going to turn the water off. Take the tea out again. Take the bottle out of the bath. Shake it until my hand gets too hot to hold it again. There we go. We put that back in the water. Put a little spin on it. The whole trick to that is getting the heat sunk as fast as possible. I love to sink heat. And then once I get that bottle ready and nice and cooled down, it will go in the refrigerator. Then I'll repeat the process at least one more time, possibly twice, to fill up that big 4-liter jug I have. It's really marked as a 1-gallon jug. But I have actually measured its capacity, and it is 4 liters. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Tea Making Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. But I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.